The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Here's a quick update on a story that I shared with you, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Deals with one of my colleagues at Salem Media that I don't believe I have ever met. Amy Jacobson is our morning talk show host up in Chicago on AM 560, The Answer. She's won all kinds of awards. She has been on radio for many years. Very, very popular talk show host in the Chicago area. And not long ago, she was kicked out of the governor's press conferences there in Illinois. Now, why was she kicked out? No, she was kicked out and told, don't come back. You know, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back. No more, no more, no more, no more. Well, Amy Jacobson was told to hit the road and don't come back. Well, what did she do? Well, she happened to break the story about Governor Pritzker's family. You see, the governor issued a stay-at-home order. Don't leave home. Don't travel. Don't go out of the state. You could spread the virus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she broke the story that his family had traveled to their equestrian estate in Wisconsin while everybody else in Illinois was ordered to stay home. Then, a few weeks later, she reported that his family was at another estate down in Florida. Yeah. So she broke that news. I don't know how she found out. But anyway, the governor was not happy. And he said she was banned from the briefing because, now I'm quoting, she had attended a rally advocating for Illinois to end its lockdown. So it was reported that she had attended a rally that opposed the official position of the governor of Illinois, who, by the way, did not abide by his own order. And he announced publicly she is, quote, she is not a reporter. Once upon a time, she was a reporter, but she proved that she is no longer a reporter. Yeah. So anyway, our parent company, Salem Media, well, actually, one of our subsidiaries, Salem Media of Illinois, sued the governor's office, and they were represented by the Liberty Justice Center. Yep. Well, as a result of the lawsuit, the governor has said, hey, Amy, why don't you come on back to our press briefings? Just want you to know how welcome you are. Yeah. The governor evidently didn't want to go to court, and he reversed his order and has invited our Salem Media journalist, Amy Jacobson, back to the press briefings. Interesting what a little lawsuit can do. And then here is a story in Boston that I brought to your attention. I do my best to keep you updated on stories that we have dealt with before. The city of Boston has been engaged in a battle for several years with an organization called Camp Constitution. They are a Massachusetts organization dedicated to supporting, teaching the Constitution of the United States. And that's why they call themselves Camp Constitution. Well, the city of Boston has a long-standing tradition of flying flags underneath the Massachusetts flag there in Boston. In fact, let me look here. How many different flags have been flown in recent years? I've got it here. 284 different organizations have been allowed to fly their flag, and most of the flags are flown for just an hour or two in honor of an organization or whatever. So Camp Constitution applied for a permit to raise the flag. What flag? The Christian flag. Yeah. They filed an application to raise the Christian flag for 1 hour while celebrating Constitution Week. Well, city records confirm that the city has allowed at least 284 individual organizations to fly their flag on the flagpole there in Boston, including the Turkish flag, foreign country, the Turkish flag, which, by the way, includes the Islamic star and crescent. Islamic. Country of Portugal, they have also flown the Portuguese flag, which has religious imagery. They have flown the pink and blue flag for the transgender movement. They have flown on several occasions the rainbow flag for the LGBTQ folks. They have flown flags from Albania, Brazil, Ethiopia, Peru, Portugal, communist China, and Cuba, among others. Again, 284 individual organizations or company or countries have been granted permission to fly their flag, but not Camp Constitution and the Christian flag. This has been going on for several years. The reason I'm bringing this to your attention, it has finally made it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. So this court case, Camp Constitution, has not just run away and hidden in a cave. They are continuing to pursue this through the courts, and it has now made it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And what they are saying is that the city has allowed hundreds of other private banners in a designated public forum, but have banned the emblem of the Christian faith. Quote, the city of Boston has flown on the public flagpole. It's been used for many other private banners, including those advocating specific social causes, those representing foreign nations, even others with religious meaning, but not the Christian flag. The document, the legal document, questions whether the lower court was wrong. By the way, the lower court ruled in favor of the city of Boston. Questions whether the lower court was wrong to decide that private flags are actually government speech when they are raised briefly on a city flagpole and so forth. So Camp Constitution is saying it is viewpoint discrimination, and it has made it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Have no idea how long it's going to be before they reach a decision, but I will do my best to keep my eyes on that story and pass it along. Isn't it interesting? The star and crescent of the Muslim faith has flown in Boston, but not the Christian flag. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to give away some Father's Day baskets. All right? Soon as we come back, we'll be giving away some really cool Father's Day baskets. So stay tuned. And don't dial yet, but be ready to dial when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I meant to do it earlier. I really did, but we're going to do it now. Now, here's the drill. Don't call yet. If you call right now, you're going to basically disqualify yourself. Yesterday, we gave away three very nice Father's Day baskets. They're very masculine. They got all kinds of manly stuff in them. Good stuff. And they're really cool. They really are. Yesterday, we gave away three. Here in just a moment, we're going to give away three. Tomorrow, we're going to give away three, and I'm going to do my best to remember to give away the three tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. I meant two today, but, well, I forgot. And so anyway, so three today, three yesterday, three tomorrow. That'll be 9 altogether. Really nice Father's Day baskets. Now, you got to come to our studios and pick them up. All right? We're on the north side of Worthington, just north of 270 on High Street. It'll be worth your drive. They're really nice baskets. And then on Thursday, we will pick a grand prize winner, and that individual is going to receive a really nice big basket. Really super cool. All right? So that's the deal. They are Father's Day baskets. If you're a father and want to win one, great. If you want to win one for your father, great. If you're a wife and want to win one for your husband for Father's Day, great. So right now, callers number 1, 2, and 3 right now at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Callers number 1, 2, and 3. By the way, if you won yesterday, you can't win again today. And they're gone. That's about how quickly it happened yesterday, in a heartbeat. These are really cool baskets. All right, all three of those are gone today. I knew that would happen very fast. But I will do my best to remember to give them away sometime in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. So be listening. Get ready to dial. And maybe you can win tomorrow. All right? But they are gone. If you didn't hear, President Trump has signed an executive order on police reform. He has, he has called the executive order Safe Policing for Safe Communities. It's an executive order. Now, the liberal left doesn't think it's gone far enough. They're criticizing it, of course. I'm sure that many on the liberal left criticized it before they even read it. Came from Trump, it's got to be bad, right? Of course. Now, my question, Barack Obama and Joe Biden were president and vice president for 8 full years. Honest question. What did the Obama administration do in 8 years to genuinely reform police? Anybody got an answer? I mean, truly, genuine police reform. In 8 years, what did they do? Well, maybe you can give me the answer because I don't have it. But anyway, in a Rose Garden ceremony, he signed the executive order. He said, quote, the executive order will uphold clear and high policing standards, promote accountability in law enforcement, and help equip police officers for constructive community engagement. And as I said earlier in the program, way, way earlier in the program, I said, folks, stay away from people who try to divide us. Stay away from organizations. You're either a part of the problem or you're part of the solution. stay away from the people and the organizations, white, black, Democrat, Republican, far left, far right, stay away from people and organizations who are trying to divide us. And then one other request. And I've given you these statistics, but I want you to do the work yourself. When it comes to police brutality, check out the facts. Don't believe what you're hearing on TV or reading in most newspapers. Do a little bit of research and look up what has been happening in the last 20 years concerning white on black, black on white, white police officers, black individuals. Take a look at the actual facts, not what you're told. Most of what you're hearing is not fact. It isn't. It is not fact. So check out the facts before you reach conclusions. And if you check out the facts, you may come to different conclusions. In fact, you probably will. And I am not a suspicious person by nature. I'm really not. But when it comes to what you hear in the media, I have become extremely suspicious. I trust very little that I hear or I read. And I've gotten to where I have basically stopped watching the news. I've said this before, but I am a news junkie, and I don't even want to watch the news. It's so slanted, it's so biased, and it is developed to divide us. It is. Sad, tragic, but unfortunately, it is true. So deal with truth, not emotion and hysteria. Deal with facts and deal with truth. All right. We are out of time. My goodness, today went fast. And I've got several stories that I didn't get to today, and I will try to hold them over for tomorrow, some important stuff. So please join me tomorrow, and we'll have three more Father's Day baskets to give away tomorrow. All right. Please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.